Japan has decided to transfer the administrative rights of the concession to the national government, the statement pointed out, in order to restore it to East Asia, as well as to contribute towards the development of New China. The grand ceremony marking the occasion was held from 2 o'clock Wednesday afternoon in Xiamen Park, in front of the former British Consulate General. The function was attended by Lieutenant General Sakai, Governor Chen Yaotsu of Kwantung Province, and some 200 high Japanese and Chinese officers and officials. The impressive ceremony of lowering the rising sun flag and raising the Chinese flag amidst the playing of the national anthems of Japan and China, the former British concession in Xiamen was restored to China. Hankou will celebrate, in concert with Nanking, the second anniversary of the return to Nanking of the capital of China on March 30th. The celebration will continue for 6 days, beginning Thursday. Various events will be held to celebrate the occasion to enhance the spirit of cooperation between China and Japan. Haikou, a new railway connecting the treasure house of Hainan Island, Chilu Iron Mine, and its port, Tasso, was opened for service on March 8th. Construction of this railroad was started last June and was completed after 9 months of engineering work. Lisbon. The British government proposes to give full dominion status to India soon after the conclusion of the current war. According to the appeasement plan brought over by Sir Stafford Cripps to India, a United Press dispatch from New Delhi surmises. According to the British proposal, a national assembly would be established under the Viceroy of India. However, such a proposal is nothing but a repetition of the British proposal which was made to the Indian people during the World War I, but was not realized at all. Apparently, the British government is attempting to resort to its traditional cunning policy to cheat the Indian public again. However, suspicion has been entertained as to the reliability of the British by the Indian people, who are demanding the complete independence of India in the true sense of the word. Lisbon, declaring that any British plots or intrigues will be met by death-defying resistance, Muhammad Ali Jinnah, president of the All India Muslim League, stated Monday that the Muslims will fight Britain to death if it resorts to any underhanded activities, according to a New Delhi dispatch Tuesday. With the British influence completely wiped out from Hong Kong, Malaya, East Indies, and Burma, and Australia and New Zealand now faced with the crises, and India threatening to seek independence, Britain is fast losing its confidence in gaining the so-called ultimate victory. Heretofore, Britain was confident of its power to control its colonial resources with its superior naval power. However, successive defeats of the army and naval British forces during the past 3 months have forced the British nation to think that Britain's victory has now become extremely doubtful. Reflecting this sentiment, Mr. Cyril Howells, military commentator of the Illustrated London Daily News, recently declared that it is noticeable to hear those observers who until recently had been very optimistic regarding the future of the war have now come to voice the possibility of Britain's defeat. Berlin. Although the indiscriminate bombing of Milas, Turkish territory, by British planes was regarded as settled by a British apology, a new interpretation of the incident is being reported in the Balkan areas. At the top of Dr. Marcelo T. de Alvear, former president of the Argentina Republic and leader of the Union Cívica Radical Party, a report from Buenos Aires stated that Dr. Alvear died Monday night at the age of 73. He was elected president of Argentina in 1922 and was in office until 1928. Burn. Under the excuse of preventing espionage, the United States authorities are forcing the Japanese residents who cultivated the plains of California into rich agricultural land to evacuate into new lands in the Rocky Mountains. Mass exodus of Japanese residents began Tuesday when the first train carrying 1,000 Japanese living in California left Los Angeles for Parker, Arizona. From Medan. In northern Sumatra, the Japanese forces captured 2,102 Dutch and 873 British prisoners of war. The enemy left 143 dead bodies on the battlefield. Three armored cars and 639 trucks were among the war trophies gained by the Japanese. From the war front in northern Sumatra, a
Hattingen, key point in northern Sumatra, was occupied by the Japanese on March 19th. And Major Barman Vandenberg, commander, who had been active in anti-Japanese movements. Peace and order have been restored in the entire area of Malaya. Practically all of the anti-Japanese Chinese, including Ping Lu, have been rounded up on the Malay Peninsula. From Rangoon, a Burma Independent Volunteer Corps, which entered the city of Rangoon, cooperating with the Imperial Japanese forces, is still conducting its war campaign against its enemy, British and Chungking forces. Interviewed by the Japanese press reporter, a certain Burmese lieutenant colonel, the chief of staff of the Volunteer Corps, expressed his strong determination in the following words. The enemy of the Burmese people are the armies of Britain and Chiang Kai-shek. At the expense of the Burmese masses, the British army is adopting scorched earth strategy in order to avoid Japanese pursuit. We will march onward with the banner of Burmese independence, closely cooperating with the just cause of Japan and doing away with all sorts of British brutality. We will do the best we can and will allow not a single soldier of the British and Chungking forces to remain within Burmese territory. You are listening to Radio Tokyo from Rangoon. No more than 2 weeks after the fall of Rangoon, the Burmese capital is now building new life of India under the protection of Japanese forces. With virtually all the wrecked harbor works and business streets being steadily repaired, thousands of Burmese and Indians who once took shelters elsewhere are pouring into the peaceful city. The strategic town of Tegu, north of Rangoon, is also being rapidly restored to normalcy. Some of the former inhabitants coming back to Tegu were heard to make caustic remarks against the British soldiers. We were ordered to evacuate the city by February the 25th. They said, adding that some of them were shot to death on a pretext of delay. As an example of an outrageous conduct of the British soldiers, they recalled the bitter memory of Burmese monk who was tied to a tree under the broiling sun for 2 days and received every conceivable sort of insult by the British. But now the city of Tegu is cleared of scarred marks left by the British as if it had never known the ravage of war, and it is about to start on a new life of Burma for the Burmese. A large-scale independence for India meeting will be held at the Kanno Hotel in Tokyo on March the 28th and 29th under the auspices of the Indian Independence Movement headquarters in Tokyo. The meeting will be participated in by Indian representatives of Shanghai, Hong Kong, Malaya, Solomon Island, Thailand, and elsewhere in East Asia. The meeting will be presided by Mr. Rash Bihami Bakshi, self-exiled Indian nationalist in Japan. Already a number of Indian representatives, including Mr. D.M. Khan, president of the Indian Independence League in Hong Kong, Mr. M. Raghavan, representative from Malaya, and others have arrived in Tokyo to participate in the meeting. In a remark stressing the significance of the 79th session of the Imperial Diet, which closed on Wednesday, Premier Hideki Tojo stated that through the opinions expressed during this session, the contents of the Empire's ideal and project for constructing Greater East Asia were made clear, creating a great sensation throughout the world. It was the most important epoch-making session ever held in the history of our Imperial Diet, the Premier pointed out.